Good afternoon, it's 5:18, you're listening to 5 Live Drive with Tony Livesey and Seema Kotecha. Another main story of the day, the first ever all-out doctor strike of the NHS in England has just ended, with British Medical Association saying tens of thousands of people have protested against the new contracts for junior doctors due to be imposed by the government. Now, doctors have walked out today because they say the government has refused to negotiate with them about the continuous contracts, which the BMA insists will put patients at risk. The Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt said junior doctors had crossed a line with the action. Now, both sides seem firmly entrenched in their positions, with another day of industrial action planned for tomorrow. So where do we go from here? That's the big question. On the line, we have Philip Blond. He advises on policy and is the director of Res Publica, a right of centre think tank. And Jeremy Taylor is the CEO of National Voices, a coalition of patient groups and charities. Thanks to both of you for coming on this afternoon. This is a classic standoff scenario now, isn't it, between the two sides. Where do we go next? Philip Blond.
We're in a standoff situation, and I think the government isn't going to retreat. So I tend to think the government will win. But I think this is a dispute in which everybody loses. And really what I think, you know, people who want the best for the NHS and all concerned need to do is try to find ways to move past it. And I think in the letter that Jeremy Hunt sent to Mark Porter, I think we have the ingredients of something that might kind of get us past this. Because I think this dispute is a proxy dispute. It's not really a dispute about the issues which we're told it's about. It's really the doctors, I think, feel that the system is in crisis. They feel that the service that they are dedicating themselves to can no longer be delivered. And this dispute is really, I think, an inchoate amalgam of this. And what Jeremy Hunt did in his recent letter is said, look, let's meet about the wider issues. Let's meet about the workforce and funding requirements for seven-day service. Let's look at training. Let's ensure that the new contract, which, by the way, reduces working hours, actually delivers on this. And let's look at the burden of examination and training fees. And I think it's a bit like, you know, a Second World War battle. You've got to move past Stalingrad and really find areas of agreement that you can reach. And unless we do this, we're going to be in a spiraling situation. And what I hope the doctors do is realize that the offer from government is genuine and they should take it up. And then what government needs to do is realise that the concerns of the doctors, the wider concerns about the stresses of the service, are merited and speak with them about that.
Well, the blame game continues, doesn't it? Because we've got the government saying the BMA are not talking, we've got the BMA saying the government aren't talking. Jeremy, are you offering to host some talks? Do you think that you could get both sides to listen to each other?
Well, we can but try, and indeed we have made an offer to help to mediate. I mean, I think Philip is right. It is a classic standoff, and the danger is it will end up as a war of attrition between the government and the BMA, neither wishing to back down, with the casualties being the patients caught in the middle. This could go on for a very long time. We could have more strikes with all the impact that has on patients, and there doesn't seem to be a strategy on either side for resolving the situation other than a kind of game of chicken, who blinks first. Those are the classic ingredients where you need a third party to step in to say, okay, let's get you back around the negotiating table. At the moment, it's quite difficult, I think, for either side to agree voluntarily to go round the negotiating table. Each side is kind of attaching preconditions to talks, and actually what you need is talks without preconditions. So in the interest of patients, we have said, look, you know, the offer is open from us. Come to our neutral territory, an umbrella of patient organisations not involved in the dispute, and resume the talks that you were having until quite recently and had got very far towards resolving the dispute in.
Philip, the BMA say the government won't negotiate. You're friendly with the Health Secretary, aren't you? Why won't the government go back to the table, do you think?
Well, I think the government, to be fair, has been negotiating for years. They've met, you know, from their perspective, they've met 75 times. The BMA has actually officially walked away from talks twice. And the government, what I think we shouldn't do in this dispute is assume ill intent on either side. From the government's perspective, they feel they made a manifesto commitment to do seven-day NHS, and they're doing this because there does appear to be a weekend effect, i.e. that lower rates of staffing at the weekend lead to higher rates of death. Now, we don't quite know how precise the connection is, but there certainly seems a strong relationship in all the academic studies that I've read. So the government is really, from its perspective, is trying to defend patients. Now, doctors feel, and you know, this is my take, they feel that the system itself is in such a turmoil, from almost from when you're picked up by an ambulance or you turn up at the emergency room right through to when you're discharged from hospital. They must feel, I imagine, an enormous amount of pressure from a system that's no longer fit for purpose, that is essentially a 19th century system that isn't designed for 21st century pressures. And also, junior doctors are not paid very well in the earlier parts of their careers. They have large debts. Many of them actually financially struggle. And I think we need a new visionary settlement, and I think the offer of talks should be about this. I think, you know, I think the government should come up with a visionary agenda for how health has to be, and in part, you know, the government is moving there, and I'm sure that's what Jeremy also wants. And I think if we could meet around areas where they'd agree, and remember, most of this dispute has already been resolved. The only issue is higher pay during the day on Saturday. That's the only issue that remains on the table.
Okay.
So look, let's withdraw. Let's talk about things we can agree with. And okay. I think only then can we resolve it.
Okay, thank you. That's Philip Blond and Jeremy Taylor. It's 5:25.